Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We want to talk a bit more now about that new WBUR poll that, among other things, finds Governor Charlie Baker continuing to enjoy incredibly high approval ratings. Joining us is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Deb.
So before we get to the poll, you were listening along to our conversation with Senator Markey. What struck you about what he said regarding the current state of the political landscape?
Well, so we're about to spend a few minutes talking about a poll and hearing Markey talk about, speculation on steroids. It just reminds us that before we have this conversation, Deb, any poll is just a snapshot of the current moment. They're not necessarily predictive. So when we talk about Charlie Baker's high poll numbers, we're not saying, therefore, we know he will be reelected next November. I mean, things look pretty good for Baker, let's be clear. But all we're really saying is that at this moment, 11 months out from Election Day, these numbers reflect a particular mood and feeling in the Commonwealth. But take them with a grain of salt. This is a poll of 500 people across the Commonwealth.
Okay, so with that in mind, though, let's talk about the Governor Baker numbers in the poll. He's we should say the governor has had impressively high ratings from the minute he took office. So this poll is suggesting that those high approval numbers continue.
No, absolutely, yes. I mean, the WBUR poll shows that, you know, Charlie Baker has had and continues to have the kind of approval ratings that most politicians can only dream of. 74%, that is, you know, just about three quarters of the folks we polled, approve of the way he's doing his job. Only 13% disapprove. And what's striking about this is, you know, these are honeymoon numbers. This is what Steve Cazella, our pollster, said. These are honeymoon numbers. Most politicians elected to office get a break in the first month, 2 months, 3 months, maybe even the first year. But they can expect numbers like these to come down. But 3 years in, three quarters of Massachusetts voters approve of the job he's doing. They're really spectacular numbers. He's clearly the most popular politician in the state, and it has been said, and it's probably true, probably the most popular governor in the country.
Mm. So does the WBUR poll offer any clues about why Baker remains so popular?
Yeah, there are clues as to why. There's several reasons. I mean, specifically, the poll asked if you approve of the way Charlie Baker is handling the situation with the MBTA. Now, you remember when he became governor right after that winter of 2015, the MBTA was a mess. We had the winter from hell. The trains didn't run on time. The signals froze, on and on and on. So he redesigned the way the MBTA is run. He put in a new fiscal management board. He did $100 million in investment in winterization and a whole lot of other things. So 45% approve of that job. 19% disapprove and say that, and 45% say that Baker has made the MBTA better. So he's a guy who get things done. But I think even more important, he's offers this strong appeal across party lines. I mean, in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1, to get numbers like these, Baker is clearly getting lots of support from Republicans and independents, as well as from Democrats who just really like him. So I was in Groton a couple of nights ago talking to some voters. Here's Eleanor Jones, a Democrat from Groton, talking about Charlie Baker.
He's there for everybody, you know, and he's trying to get, you know, with the opioid problem and everything. He's trying his best. I think he's a good guy. I think he's going to be around for quite some time.
So can I assume you voted for him the first time?
Yeah.
And you'd probably vote for him again, right?
I will.
Mm-hmm. I will. So, and Deb, one other thing I'd say about Baker's popularity, I'd say that he's benefiting from being a pretty cautious politician. He works well across party lines. He's avoided big sweeping proposals on taxes or health care or big spending projects on public transportation that might incite pushback to his agenda. So I think that's part of the appeal as well.
And what did the poll say about Baker's Democratic opponents? Jay Gonzalez, Seti Warren, Bob Massey. What do voters think of the potential Democratic candidates?
So the short answer is they don't think much about them. They have a lot of catching up to do. And basically, these three folks are invisible at this point. Mm. If Baker is riding a wave of popularity, Warren, Massey, and Gonzalez are struggling to get their heads above water. So here are some key numbers from the poll. 65% say they've never heard of Bob Massey. 68% say they've never heard of Seti Warren. and 72% say they've never heard of Jay Gonzalez.
Wow.
So there's a huge number of people out there who have never heard of these three challengers to Charlie Baker. Now, in fairness, as we mentioned a moment ago, we're 11 months away from Election Day, and people are simply not tuning in yet. But Steve Cazella, president of the Massing Polling Group, which did our poll, compared these numbers to some past elections at the same point on the calendar. Here's a bit of what he said.
Over the last couple of election cycles and the WBUR polling we've done, and at this point in Elizabeth Warren's election cycle, you know, she was known by almost 70% of voters.
So Elizabeth Warren was very well known at this point. Before he won election, almost 50% of voters knew who Charlie Baker was at this point on the calendar. But today, a big majorities of Massachusetts voters don't have any idea of who the Democratic challengers are yet.
Hmm. Well, you mentioned Elizabeth Warren. She's facing re-election next November. Tell us what the poll found out regarding her support.
Okay, so these are some numbers that we're just releasing today. 54% view her favorably. 38% view her unfavorably. So 11 months out, those numbers might suggest some vulnerabilities for her. I mean, she's got a 38% of voters who view her negatively. The problem for her challengers right now is the same one facing Democrats running against Baker. They're basically unknown. They're invisible. 80% of voters have never heard of Jeff Diehl or Beth Lindstrom, two folks who are running against Elizabeth Warren. 82% have never heard of John Kingston. 85% never heard of Shiva Ayyadurai. So again, still early. But not that early. But, you know, but they're basically unknown. That's a problem for them.
Mm-hmm. The WBUR poll, as we mentioned, also looked at how Massachusetts voters view President Trump. And in a state that voted against him by a margin of 2-1, it's not exactly a huge surprise that he is unpopular still.
Right. Not exactly a huge news flash here. Donald Trump, not popular in Massachusetts. But it's an interesting contrast with Baker. You know, Baker's positive numbers have remained remarkably durable. The same can be said of Trump's negative numbers. 65% of Massachusetts voters, according to our poll, disapprove of the job he's doing in the White House. 29% approve. A majority think that he's been bad for the country overall. A majority think that he's damaged relationships with other countries. A majority think that he's hurt the environment and worsened race relations across the country. And pollster Steve Cazella says what's interesting about these numbers is how they compare to a WBUR poll we did on these same issues, these same questions a year ago.
We compared the same questions we asked a year ago, and on pretty much every measure, people think that Trump's presidency has been even worse than they anticipated.
But what about the economy, Anthony, which, you know, is touted by the White House? It says, you know, things are moving along pretty well, unemployment down, stock market up.
Right. And this is the one somewhat positive number for Trump. A plurality of the folks that we surveyed, 43% say that President Trump has been good for the overall economy. And don't forget, a million people voted for Trump in this state. And so we reached out to Kurt Richard of Millbury, who responded to our poll. He says he supports everything the president has done, from appointing Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court to signing the Republican tax bill into law. And he gives Trump credit for fueling the economy.
I mean, the economy is booming, wouldn't you say? My 401k for the year is up probably 25,000, and I think a good economy benefits everyone from the lower class all the way up to the upper class.
But Deb, it has to be said, according to our poll, that's a minority view in this state. When it comes to the Republican tax overhaul, a majority of Bay State voters oppose it, and across the board, most think that the new law will disproportionately help the rich. A couple of other statistics. When it comes to the president's use of Twitter, 80% say Trump's use of Twitter is inappropriate. And when we ask, do you think Donald Trump is fit to be president or not, one-third of those surveyed said yes, almost two-thirds, 62%, said no. So in a state that voted 2-1 against him, voter attitudes seem pretty stuck right where they were prior to November 2016.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure, Deb.
And you can read the full summary of the poll and see all the numbers at radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, Harvard Business School professor Francis Fry on reforming the company culture at Uber. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.